Congress has allowed the Federal Housing Administration to increase its monthly premiums by nearly 3 times the current amount. An FHA official says the average increase will come to about $40 more a month. Bill Malkasian of the Wisconsin Realtors Association says roughly a third of the mortgages today that Wisconsin buyers apply for are with a government-backed option, including the FHA program.
It's popular because it requires a low down payment, a little lower credit score. So the people that get in the program sometimes are the ones that statistically would be the first to potentially default due to a loss of a job or other issues. And so because of that, the FHA insurance portion, it's being stressed. So logically, this particular fund is going to have to pay back for the loans that are defaulting.
Malkasian says overall, the number of defaults in Wisconsin has been leveling off, and they aren't as severe as in the rest of the country.
Simply because the majority of our lenders here are very conservative. They do a lot of income checks, and we didn't have some of the stuff that was going on in California and Vegas. We have a foreclosure rate of about 1 in every 1,200 homes in the state. If you take Las Vegas by itself, foreclosure rate was 1 in every 76 properties.
Malkasian says the increase will probably affect the size of home prospective buyers can afford. To help, the FHA is cutting the initial down payment for insurance to $1,000 on average. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.